Good morning, Alert Bay. This is Larry Hill. I'm giving you a report of the regular council meeting that took place, the Alert Bay Council, on Monday, November the 9th. The meeting took place at the Legion at 5 p.m. Mayor Buchanan was there, Councillor Gordon, Councillor Granger, Councillor Hill, and Councillor McGregor. Lyle McNish, the CIO, was there, and Connie Larson, the deputy, was there too. And as I said, the meeting was called to order at 5. We did all the regular stuff. We adopted the agenda, and we adopted the minutes of the previous meeting, and the meeting began. So we had no petitions or delegations, and no old business. New business, we had a monthly campground rental application, and that was moved and seconded that that be granted until April 30th. Correspondence for Action, the Royal Canadian Poppy Fund, we made a donation to them of $100, and that was carried. The Ministry of Children and Family Development, November is the Adoption Awareness Month, and there was a request to raise awareness about adoption. And it was moved and seconded that staff post notifications about this on our bulletin boards in the Village of Alert Bay website. The Children's Health Foundation of Vancouver Island, a home away from home in Campbell River, there was a request to notify the public of the virtual Zoom session. And it was moved and seconded that that take place. Correspondence for information, Destination BC, Visitor Stats, Civic Info BC, Reimagine Local Government, a virtual seminar. Check listings and the North Island Eagle. The District of Port Hardy had made amendment to their zoning regulations to allow modular homes, which we will look at. And all these, it was moved and seconded that all these items be received for filing. Bylaws and policies, Lyle McNish gave a verbal update. Following the next bylaw advisory meeting, two bylaws may be ready for first readings at the next regular meeting of council. Council reports, Mayor Buchanan participated in two weekly Zoom regional district EOC meetings. He met with staff regarding the EMBC event for November 16th, 2020. And attended a special meeting of council via Zoom for the housing needs report, and participated in a telephone interview regarding the Namgis health and wellness plan. Responded to numerous calls and emails. Councillor Gordon attended a special meeting of council via Zoom for the housing needs report, and the property owner of 715 First Street has an appointment to write his owner-builder exam. And there is some congestion at the boat harbor with supplies on the dock that could be a safety issue, so staff will check with the boat harbor manager about this matter and about the meter reading for the electrical usage. There's a bit of concern that the our liveaboard people down there, their hydro usage is not individually metered for them, but it might be more than is they're covering by their rates that they're paying. So we're going to look into that. Councillor Granger, she was interviewed by CBC Radio about the boiled water advisory. She attended a special meeting of council via Zoom for the housing needs report and met with staff regarding the EMBC event for November 16th. Responded to residents' questions, too. Councillor Hill, I received a phone call from the Registrar of the Owner-Builder Program in response to the second letter I'd written to Minister Robinson that specifically asked if we could ignore this program and what the ramifications would be if we did. Unfortunately, she informed me that the program is compulsory and the municipality could be liable if we didn't force our builders to complete that project. I also asked her why the building of a duplex does not require the owner-builder program. Now, I told her I didn't want them to remove that loophole, but if I was building a house in Alert Bay, I would certainly consider, if I had enough space on my lot, to build a duplex, or certainly plan a duplex. Anyway, a local resident has a basketball hoop that he would like to donate to the village and suggest it could be installed in one of the tennis courts. There was a presentation in March by Roger Brooks of Brooks International, who traveled around the North Island as a secret shopper to find opportunities to increase tourism. Because tourism, as he said, is the front door to non-tourist economic development. People come first as visitors and then they look at business opportunities. Overnight visitors spend three times more than day visitors. Traveler peak months, April and May, September and October, and then through the summer, April to October is almost 8 months, which is enough to sustain a business. They came to Alert Bay on their trip also, unfortunately on a Monday when everything's closed here. They commented that we need more signs to direct tourists and that they should be on the right-hand side of the road. They also commented on the neglected abandoned boats in our harbor as a real eyesore. They talked about RVs too. They're becoming increasingly popular. The average age for somebody buying an RV is 45, not 65. We need to make Alert Bay more visitor-friendly and in this way support our businesses. I provided a copy of their article, a summary of it, to staff, so it can be obtained if you'd like to see it. Councillor McGregor, she attended a special meeting of council via Zoom for the housing needs report and participated in a health network Zoom meeting. Staff reports, Kane Gordon Fire Chief, nothing to report. Lyle McNish, we did receive a COVID-19 safe restart grant, and this report was provided for information. Staff will continue to work on the budget to show spending in eligible categories for 2020 to 2023, and a detailed report of this will be brought to the next regular meeting. There was no question period. We had no issues to exclude the public to consider. So the meeting was adjourned at 5:36. Thanks for listening.